This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We're on our way to Michigan to talk to Rod about paint. What can we do for you?
Okay, I put a floor down using the Quikrete product, which is really great. However, you know, it's not a cheap product, and I put two coats on and followed all the instructions. And now I have some darker spots, and what I'd like to do is go over it with some different paint that's not the epoxy, and I really want to know if I can do that.
Rod, this dark spot, is it dark because the paint didn't cover it all the way? Why do you have an area of the floor that's a different color than the rest?
That I don't know. It was brand new concrete, followed the instructions implicitly, didn't deviate a bit, but it's kind of like where you double rolled it or something, it came out heavier. What I would like to do now is to put another coat over it, but I don't want to use the epoxy paint again. Do they have another product? And if so, can I do that over the epoxy paint?
I'm not sure that there's another product that's designed to go over that. Did you also use the color flakes in that product?
Yes, I did.
Because you would lose all that by painting on top of it.
I know, but I don't want the different colors here now. I don't mind losing that, but it is good paint.
I mean, can't recommend a specific product to go on top of that.
Well, especially because the top coat of it is made to have such a sheen and to be so durable, it probably wouldn't even have anything adhere to it. How about an area rug and a plant?
It's for my 59 Chevys, why I built this garage, a place to put it in. I have a hoist there and everything.
Oh, boy. Well, your 59 Chevy's probably not going to mind the dark spot, but the only other thing I could recommend you cover it with is another epoxy paint. And if you don't like the one that you started with, then perhaps, you know, you could use a different type of epoxy paint. There are a variety of air dry epoxies out there made by almost every major manufacturer as opposed to the chemical cure type. But my concern is that you're going to have something that's less durable than the chemical cure epoxy you have right now.
So you think I should just live with that?
I think you should live with it.
I mean, it isn't that bad, but it's just I was trying to strive for perfection, you know?
Rod, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.